Blog Talk Radio.
All right. 630. Excuse me, bro. I see you. What's up?
OG, I got a question, right?
Come on.
So, I say what I'm trying to do, accomplish my goals, right?
Yeah.
It seems like shit just keep happening. And it's fucking me up, so I don't know what to do. It's getting me to the point I feel like giving up. You feel me?
Well, let me tell you something, bro. And all you guys, any one of you motherfuckers that have something that is really important to you, then you start going after it. All kinds of shit is going to get in your way. And it's only to see if you serious. Because whatever the fuck is in your way, you already worked up to, you just hadn't experienced it. And if you run from it, you ain't going to win. If you handle it, you're just going to keep going toward where you're trying to get. And you'll get there if you handle everything that seemed like it's fucked up.
Gotcha.
That's the way it go, bro. All right, appreciate it. You know it. Hey, elementary, middle school, and senior, those are levels of game. Now, it's a really big fucking deal to know and acknowledge where you are in this fucking life we know as the Abba Dabba. There's a few things a real motherfucker should know. But one of the most important ones, a motherfucker needs to know how to fish. Now, if you don't have the proper conversation, you'll never catch a broad who's showing you a little resistance. You got to understand, just like this brother asked this question, or had this situation where he's trying, you know, everything he know in his, you know, manly way. But shit keeps happening and make him want to, like, not give up, but make him, like, think, damn. That's what life is. The motherfuckers that have it easy, they don't go anywhere in life. They have it easy because they only went to step three and they kind of could have went to step four, but they didn't, and they stayed at step three. So, shit, they doing what they know how to do. We don't do that. We don't fucking do that. We get to step three, and then we looking for step four, and after that, we looking for step five, and so on and so forth. And they tell you step 15 is at the top, and you on step 13. When you get to step 14, you're going to be able to see some of 15. And you're going to see it's a whole big trail going when you get to 15. And once you get to 14, you're going to be able to see 15. And you're going to see once you get to 15, you got to walk this 100 yards to start climbing up step one to the next level. Because there's no end. And you can't look for no end. You know, none of you have learned how to put a conversation down properly, and you don't care. If you don't have the confidence it takes to make your conversation work, you're going to sound fake. And she's going to hear that shit. You know why? There's 1,000 other fake motherfuckers before you that talk to her. She's become an expert at recognizing fake motherfuckers. Now, you may be brave enough to start this shit off in a vein that maybe you get from me or, you know, or kicking game with other motherfuckers. But the conversation's going to fall off if it's not really you. And you're going to let her get away, which is what happens with most of you in most instances. Now, these are fucking some of the basics about SWU that I want you to know. The first month at SWU is like elementary school, and you learn all the basics. You learn what to listen for. You learn how to speak to a woman, speak to her, not at her, and you know how to talk about shit other than sex. You just learn a lot of basics that's going to help you catch. It's going to help you fish. The second month is like junior high. This is where you're going to learn where and how to use the things that you learned in the first month. Of course, you learn them in the first month, but you can't use them. You guys think that's how game is. Hey, 813, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's up, bud? I don't think I can hear you anymore on the YouTube, though. Something might happen to the audio.
Well, man, if you can't, you can't. So I'm just saying, I don't know why, but you know everything is on my end.
Okay. No, I was just looking out because I know.
I'm glad you were. Thanks, man. But I'm just saying, I don't know.
Okay. No doubt. Right. Yeah, I've been.
Oh, wait! I cut you off. Hold on. Go ahead, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been trying to reach out because the last time you had your live show, you were talking about the special you had, and I've been hitting you on the ass, Rosebud. I've been hitting you on a bunch of different emails to find out how I could take advantage of that. How do I take advantage of that?
Bro, you talking about that 800?
Yes, sir.
Man, that was for my birthday and shit. And my birthday didn't pass. But I decided, because maybe that was you that asked me, was I going to extend it? Was that you?
I mean, I tried when you said
okay,
it.
Okay,
last
no problem. But what I'm saying is I am extending it through Christmas. So if you want to get it,
okay,
you better jump on it right now, because if I get over a certain amount and it's not Christmas, I got to cut it off because I'm not going to get overloaded like I did before. So if you want to get out, I would advise you to do it ASAP.
Okay. What's the best way to hit you? Because I do have one question, but I don't want to do it live on the air.
Hey, bro, let me tell you, listen. You don't want to fuck with me, because if you can't do it in front of a whole bunch of motherfuckers, you a punk motherfucker and you ain't going to learn shit. You didn't
No,
you
no,
got,
it ain't that.
Listen,
ain't that. No,
man,
I was,
listen,
I was asking.
Listen, please. What I'm saying is this. Part of what I teach is for you to be able to say what the fuck is on your mind in front of anybody at any time. And for you to say you don't want to say it because you don't, you know, whatever, you don't want nobody to hear it. I don't know what the fuck you're going to say. I'm saying that's some fuck shit, man. Open your mouth and bring it out. Be a man. Come on.
It wasn't that, but I do sell
bro,
for a living,
just
man.
Be
I'm
a man.
Out in the public talking.
Bro,
all goddamn
stop
day.
Explaining. It's just be a man. And ask what the fuck he was gonna ask in private.
I'm trying to ask you, can I split up the payment? I know you're already discounted.
Yeah,
this, but
you can split
I
up
was.
The payment.
Okay.
Not the
$800
payment. Wait, is that what you're talking about? The $800 payment?
Yeah, I just need to split it.
Well, the reason that's a deal is because you're doing it all at once.
Okay, I mean, which is fact, but I just had to ask because, you know.
Well, you did. No, you can't.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Listen, man, I go hard, man. I ain't finna back up. I don't want no fake shit. You know, I like straight real shit because you can get the same answer. Now, like I was saying, it does you no good to just learn some shit, or just read some shit, or just hear some shit. That's what y'all do. You Google it, read about it, and now you down with it. Nah, man, you just full of shit. And I teach every motherfucker in my school that you're full of shit talking that shit, because whatever you read and you understand and you can't go outside and do right now, you didn't learn shit. 216, what's up with you, bro?
What's up with it? What's up with it? What's up with it? I just got a question, man. I need some quick game on something.
Let's go.
All right, so I was fucking with this bitch for a year. Like 4 months in, she had went through my watch on some geek shit. went, see, and I was
fucking with my husband. Wait. 4 months in, she did what? Okay, your Apple Watch, all right.
Seeing I was fucking with some hoes, talking to them, whatever the case may be. So I told her, if you could fuck with me and you could trust me wholeheartedly, keep going on. She said she could, whatever the case may be. So then, I want to say 2 weeks ago, she said she going to church. I'm like, all right, bet. Come to find out, she going to meet a nigga up at the church. So I canceled Christmas on it. I stopped fucking with her. But my thing is, am I fucked
up? Your thing is you weak, you don't know shit, and you guessing. That bitch shows you 3 or 4 ways you should stop fucking with her. And your sharp ass kept fucking with her until she showed you in your goddamn face you ain't shit. You should have knew she didn't think you was shit when you was tripping at first.
Crazy thing is, the nigga already know that, though. Nigga was just playing the fool. That's all I needed to know. Appreciate it.
Hey, bro, wait, stop. You need to know more than that. You need to know why the fuck you didn't trust what you was thinking when you thought it.
Nigga, on some old time.
Now, wait. Answer this. If you would have did what you thought when you thought it, none of this shit would be going on, correct or not?
Correct.
So what I'm saying is, all you motherfuckers better believe me. Your first thought is the best thought, because that goddamn thought ain't fucked up with none of the bullshit you're going to involve once you start thinking about what you thought. I don't think
that's
about what I thought. I think it and I do it. That's because I trust myself. I don't lie to myself. I don't try to fake. You guys do all this shit. You can't believe what you... What motherfucker going to believe something from a motherfucker he know be lying? Come on.
It don't even be that you don't trust yourself. For me, it be I be trying to give a bitch the benefit of the doubt.
Bro.
But no, it ain't none of that, though, because that's the same thing, but a different phrase.
If you want to keep being stupid, go ahead, man. You've been trying to give a bitch the benefit of the doubt for I don't know how many goddamn years, and you still get fucked, and you still want to talk about what you be trying to do.
It ain't none of that, though. It was only one time, though. I appreciate you, though. Good guy.
Hey, bro, you lying. I know you lying. And you
know you don't know me.
But I'm listening to you, and you can't tell the truth. You know
I told
that
you
ain't
my story.
First,
that's what it
that's
is, bro.
That's not the first time shit like that happened with you, is it?
No, it ain't the first time it happened like that.
Wait, stop. Let me ask another question. Out of 6 times, that shit you talking about happened 5.5.
No, hell no. We ain't about to do that.
Okay,
shit.
Out of 6 times, how many times does that shit happen?
This shit happened to me twice when I ain't trust my first mom.
I didn't ask you how many times did it happen. I said out of 6 times, how many times would it happen?
Ain't going to happen no more times. Like I said, it happened 2 times. It ain't about to happen no more.
Why is it not going to happen no more?
Because I'm following my first mom. I ain't about to play. I ain't with none of that shit.
Hey, now, I will agree with you on that, and I will agree that that's what you're supposed to do. But my big question is, why the fuck wasn't you doing it?
Trying to give a bitch the benefit of the doubt. That's it. That's it.
Who are you supposed to give the benefit of the doubt? You or the bitch?
I'm trying to give a bitch the benefit of the doubt for the simple fact.
Hey, that's stupid. You
got to
give yourself the benefit of the doubt.
Already did.
You
got to
take a chance on you.
I fucked
you
up.
Can't
that's
take a
why
chance
I gave
on
myself the benefit of the doubt. For sure. For sure. All
right, goddammit. Learn something fucking with me, man. You ain't going to just say some shit to me. But
for sure.
Seems like you got the point. That's all that matters.
Appreciate
it's
you.
It's about
you,
right?
For sure. 100%.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. We ain't got to go no further. I don't want you kicking it with me talking about some bitch. Man, anyway, the second month is where you learn how to use the shit you have learned. You've learned to use conversation, wit, personality. You've learned to use all these things. But how to use them is another thing. You have to notice when the time is right to use an expression. You have to notice if what you're saying is leading her correctly. All this shit you learn at Sidewalk University. And the last month, which is where we are in the group we are, I'm teaching right now. The last month, you get to learn how to own that goddamn shit. So what, you know how to fish? So what, you know how to recognize if you got a bite? None of that shit matter if you can't reel that motherfucker in. And that's what you learn in the third month, how to actually let this shit make you catch. If you get to a certain part of what the fuck I be talking about, you already in. It's about closing at that point. And if you can't do that, you ain't gonna get the bitch. Shit. Everything I say is science. Wouldn't it be a great thing if I was able to start in elementary school? Or even some kind of after-school program, you know, where we tutor young students in our hood. Now, I would even be willing to start a citizen-run community center like we had when I was a kid in the Crest. We had a house on the corner of Gateway and Griffin that was converted into a community center. Now, kids came there to get help with schoolwork or simply hang out in a safe environment, whatever, for a few hours. But what I'm saying is they could have just came there just to get away from home. But the good thing about it was run, it was a community project, and it was run by people from the community. Now, I don't know what it really should be, but I do know it should be something. Something should be done to reach our younger fucking kids before life chews them up and spit them out. Now, I was talking to this dude maybe 10, 15 minutes when he said, "Damn, Rosebud, you're a selfish, full of yourself, conceited bastard." And I looked at him, and the waitress was walking by, and I said, "Can I get a napkin?" And I get a napkin. And I hand it to the nigga. And then I said, "Wipe your goddamn glasses off so you can see." I thought you could see that shit before you even start talking to me. Most motherfuckers misunderstand me. You know, I know I scream pimp this, pimp that most of the time. And I'm hard or rough or whatever. But that's because that's who I am. I couldn't scream out to you about being a welder, and I can't even tell you which burn is best or what kind of shit to use. That would be like a motherfucking football player trying to explain a crossover move. Just because he's an athlete don't mean he know what basketball players know. He's a fucking athlete, but he plays football. Do you think a basketball player could tell you how to withstand a middle back's hit? I know the ins and outs of my motherfucking abadabba, but not all of it. But I do know fucking with this motherfucking abadabba, period. You're going to learn about all kinds of shit. You're going to learn if you're fucking with them paper motherfuckers, your bitch going to be in the front. And you're going to be visiting that bitch in the pen real soon because she going to get caught. So, for the record, I respect each and every aspect of the motherfucking game. But I motherfucking pimp for mine. You know, I pimp for mine. You know, shit. 916. Okay, hold on, baby. What's up?
Yeah. But you can hear me?
Yeah.
I was going to say, so I'm a young player from Sacramento, California. I have just a little question I was going to ask. How do you lose when you finna let the bitch win when you keep on seeing through this bitch? Like, what I'm really trying to say.
Stop. What did you say? How do you let the bitch win when you keep on seeing through her?
How you, like, I wouldn't say how. It's like, but how do you, I don't really know how to explain this shit, bro.
Yeah,
it's
well,
like,
you just asked the goddamn question, man.
But you, when you constantly seeing through this bitch, right? All right, you constantly seeing through this bitch, and you trying to let her, but you got to let her win sometimes, though, because the bitch going to be the bitch at the end of the day. So you got to let the bitch win sometimes. You can't constantly see through everything this bitch doing. So I'm asking you, like, how do you deal with that?
See, man, this is what's wrong with you guys. You motherfuckers read some shit, and you think you got some shit. Otherwise, you don't know how to have a bitch, because you talking about the bitch. You supposed to tell that goddamn bitch what she doing is fucked up, how you see through what the fuck she doing, and if she do it again, she can't fuck with you. Period. Get your punk ass out and give me some money. I ain't trying to hear the shit. If I see through you once, that's enough for me. You guys so stupid, you want to see through the bitch again and again and again. And sometimes the bitch, you're going to let her, man, fuck no, the bitch win with me when she didn't say some shit slick enough for me not to chat. And she get away with it. She didn't win. She won. I didn't give her shit. I ain't going to try to make sure what this goddamn bitch is doing every motherfucking day.
Yeah.
I'll make sure. I'm going to make sure that when I'm talking to this bitch, she know who the fuck I am. And if I don't talk to you for 2 days, bitch, I bet you better have every dime I'm supposed to have. And I don't even know how much that is. Shit, you motherfucker. Don't be fucking with me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. You basically saying what I was saying, but I'm saying when the bitch is doing good, though.
You crazy
I
motherfucker.
Know
you
I ain't
saying
reading
that goddamn shit.
Bro. Come on, bro.
But man, you so fucking weak.
We know
this, this shit is recorded. Go listen to it, and you will hear
it. We know you pimping, bud. We know you pimping.
I ain't no goddamn pimp. I
ain't
had a home in 25 years.
We know
I'm
you still kicking the game, bro.
Hey, I'm ganged up.
Still,
I get my money. I don't want no bitch.
This is what I'm saying, though, bud. This is what I'm saying, though.
No, bro. I don't want to hear you no more. You're weak. You're a liar. Weak-ass nigga. I don't give a fuck about some weak-ass motherfucker talking shit to me. I told you, I did pimp for mine. But I got game. I ain't pimping. Ain't doing shit slick. It's that I got game. Game take care of me. Told you be good to the game be good to you. That ain't no saying. That's true. This has been a long growth period for me. My third. During my second growth period, I grew to understand helping motherfuckers. I've been wanting to help my neighbors, my black neighbors especially, but I go fair with whoever my neighbor is. No race discrimination involved. But if I win this coming year, I'm going to look into doing something for black motherfuckers here in Las Vegas. I may even get a home base for my Sidewalk University and have part of it become a community center. Yeah, it's all ideas now, but I'm going to go hard on it. SWU is too valuable to stop where I am right now. But that's why I have sales. In deals, after I swore I wouldn't have any more. When you're the way I am, you're in a potential or a perpetual state of thinking. And this, my friends, is tiring. So when it comes to my me time, it's the time when I don't do any of that kind of goddamn shit. I try not to think about none of what I'm doing. But guess what? That's why I don't get no me time. Because it's damn near impossible for me to stop thinking about what I need to do. I'm always working on something and still coming up short. Ain't that a bitch? No, motherfucker, it ain't a bitch. It's life, and I'm living it with all the ups and downs until they throw dirt on my motherfucking ass. I mean, I'm sure you noticed I'm doing everything I said. I ain't on Facebook no motherfucking more. You know, I don't go to the extremes. I ain't doing as many videos because at one point I told you Sidewalk University is going to take care of itself. It ain't there yet. But it's getting to where I can do what the fuck I'm doing. I ain't going to be kissing your motherfucking ass asking you to come let me help you. Shit. See, Facebook was once a place I had respect for until all that silliness. You know, I kept getting dragged into bullshit. But lately, I don't have the time. Nor do I even want to engage in the shit that I was doing on Facebook. It did help me, if that's the case, learn how to ply my wares on the internet. And I've noticed a lot of the posts on the internet seems a little philosophical now, some serious, some not. But what is strange is some of the shit comes being posted is coming from the same fools that I had tried to get away from. Yet they post makes sense. That's the one thing about philosophy. We all have opinions. And I guess theirs is as good as anyone else's. And I even enjoy them motherfuckers, some of them, coming from them fools. I guess fools are only fools when they're acting foolish. Now, when you step off into this abba-dabba, you better be down. If you are, when you're done, you're going to receive your crown. It's an ongoing battle, and the accolades are many, but when it's all said and done, how the fuck do you think you will feel? You know, I got people I know who didn't make the right turns in the game, and they remember the game with malice, just as I know people who made all the right turns in the game and treasure the memories they have. Pimps and hoes. I think it's fair to say memories, for most of you, are a long way off. Just don't forget along the motherfucking way, all the memories don't have to be pleasant. 390. What's up with you, bro? 390, what's happening?
Hey, what up? Big Bud, thanks. Is that me?
Yeah, that's you. Come on.
All right, cool. So, yes, I got SFW. I'm subscribed to your course. So,
wait a minute, man.
All right.
So, you got to...
What up?
Speaking to your phone a little better because I'm barely hearing you.
Yeah, I got SW, and... Okay, I just have one question, right? So, yes, I've seen a lot of improvements in thinking. You know, for example, before when I would be, you know, around going around the city, whatever, and reach those, let's say, mid high quality chicks. At times, I would not be knowing what to say. Well, now I know what to say, but before, exactly what I did not know. I mean, I would have found out later and something that I could have said. And I said, oh, shit, why didn't I think about that shit earlier? Well, now I can see.
What is your clearer. Question?
All right, let me get to the question. So in this route, basically, with my homies, my friends, that maybe, you know, they aren't really good with girls, I had to cut them off. And especially with my best friend, at a certain point, we had like an exchange.
Stop. You say you've been studying the course. If you know in the first part of it, it tells you don't be surprised when you have to get away from your goddamn friends. Because they ain't shit, and you're going to see it. And the only thing you can do is either stay with them and let them drag you down or get away from them so you can keep rolling. So why is
yeah,
that
that's
a
what I'm doing.
Yeah, so
yeah,
why
that's
is
what I'm doing, yeah.
Do you remember that in the first part?
No, I know. That's what I did. But now I'm in this situation, and I don't know, man. Shit. that's it. I mean,
bro. Right now, whatever situation you're in, you either want to please you or you want to please whoever's in that situation.
Hmm.
Make the choice. That's
yes,
all you
yep,
got
yep.
to do. Make the choice.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You know
that's
what it is. So make it, man. Quit being scared. See, listen. I think for you guys, you got ways to go for memories. But they don't all have to be pleasant. So what I'm saying is you're going to have memories. These memories going to help you live the rest of your life after you get a certain age. You're going to have grace and dignity because you was down. Now, in that case, you won't be like the many, many motherfuckers I know, pimps and hoes, who are mad at the world. So you don't have to be a pimp or a hoe to be mad at the world. But you have to be some motherfucker that told himself he was slick or had some game and you really didn't. Then you get fucked over in the end. This game ain't no joke. That's why you should dream and you should dream big. Everybody, every one of us should strive to achieve whatever dream we have. And I strove to become great in an arena where the majority of motherfuckers fail to do so in. The game I chose, man, you have so many fakes. They can have a job and they work at night. And during the day, you see them out and they driving a caddy and shit looking cool. And you think that motherfucker's some kind of player. But he just got a good job and he work at night. From swing shift, midnight to 8 or whatever that is. Motherfucker can go home, go to sleep at 1 o'clock, get up, be out from 1 to 5, and go to sleep a little bit more when he get home. And shit, he look like he rolling. Man, come on. There's a lot of fake motherfuckers. I don't even want to be better than none of you motherfuckers. I never did want to be better than somebody. I just want to be looked upon as a person with an extreme amount of tenacity. Tenacity is a word that's not really used that often, especially in conversation, because it's just not an everyday word, but that word can be applied to things we do every single day, tenacity. If you spell that word out, you can see why it is so fucking important to understand tenacity. The T is for truth. The E is for effort. The N is for never. The A is for allows. The C is for curious. The I is for intellect. The other T is for two. And Y is for yield. Why, I know that's a dope-ass fucking statement, is because it's an acronym. It says something. True effort never allows curiosity for intelligence to yield. Come on. Come on, you motherfuckers. Give me any word, I'll tell you what it means related to this game. Yesterday, I sent the money for some of my SW gear, and I got emotional. I still can't believe I started this shit in record time, and I'm certain it could not have been done without the help in the direction of the man upstairs. I ain't no fervent Christian, but I believe in God. Now, I pray that he sees fit for me to continue and complete my destiny to help you motherfuckers win as men. We'll see in the next 15 months. If I indeed have the tenacity to continue on and maintain my forward direction, I will then really accept that I am truly an exceptional man who have been graced with God's presence and blessed with his guidance. We are able to do what we do because we gamed up, period. The real ones there, wherever we would go, would recognize us. And sure enough, nigga, get to the Midwest and we meet motherfucking real niggas like Sly Ryan, Mr. G, Snotty Whiplash. Come on, man. I went further east and met Ballhead Skip, Methodical Man, and 1,000 other real motherfuckers who all embraced me and the Abba-Dabba I represented. Ain't nobody trying to kill me. Ain't nobody trying to fucking fuck with me. That only happened because game recognized game. From east to west to north to south, game will recognize game. All over, we know how important the saying game recognized game is. Especially if you're involved with the streets. Saying like that are why we traveled across country with no fear, not knowing a soul where we was going. And why I can say that is I can't understand what would make you think you could bargain with me. Is it just me, or is that how you fuck with all vendors? Suddenly, every one of the motherfucking people who want something, they want my entire library. When I tell them what it would cost, the motherfucker asked for a deal. Well, that's a lot of money. So, of course, I'm going to offer a better deal. And they're going to say it ain't good enough. And when I tell them, fuck them. Then I get 50 or 60 goddamn emails with this fool telling me what I should do with my shit. I don't want to fill my customer list with fools who won't pay for what they want. You can't blame me because I offered a deal in October and it's now June and you talking about what I said in October. Man, I want to fill my motherfucking customer list to capacity with motherfuckers who know what they want and are willing to pay for it. That's when I offer deals. I don't bargain. But if you real and ready to spend your money, I offer you a better deal. I remember when I was in the streets, we carried phone books with our numbers. You know, I had a Black Alligator book, had none but dudes in it. And when the rollers pulled me over, they want to look in my book. And back then, it was fly as fuck to have an alligator in my motherfucking phone book. But all I carried in it was a pen and my cards. But when the popo looked in the book, and they seen all dudes' names, they would think they found a trick book. I would tell them, call any one of those motherfucking numbers and see them the pimp answer the goddamn phone. I don't call bitches and surely don't fuck with tricks. Man, the police loved me intake. They loved us because we had no fear of letting them motherfuckers know we was pimps. Ain't got no dope, ain't got no tickets. Do what the fuck you want to do and hurry and let us go so we can get at them bitches. There's no way to deny it when you so goddamn fly. So why lie to the popo? Once you tell them motherfuckers, they no longer wonder who the fuck you are. And when they see you, now unless you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, when they see you, they let you slide because they know you are no trouble. I didn't have much trouble with the rollers when I was down. You know, yeah, it was suspicious of me to be rolling a Rolls Royce. But the football is used to motherfuckers not having their shit in order. And I knew I would be a target, so I always had money in my motherfucking pocket and all my paperwork for my car. My license and everything was fucking in pocket. And I was a total gentleman when they pulled me over. Now, telling them I was a pimp ain't motherfucking not being a gentleman because I didn't say it any kind of wild way. shit. Now, that didn't assure me of not being fucked with. But back when I was rolling the Rolls Royce, the police didn't want to take a chance on a motherfucker being a real celebrity that they didn't know. So most times I skated with no problems. Now, it's a different thing when they stop you and you got a fly ass hoe in the car. You know, deal with that when it comes up is my philosophy. Because I don't ride with hoes. Do you know how to rate the importance of events in your life? This is important for you to learn. You need to know this shit. Everything that happens in your life has an impact on the end results or ongoing results of your living experience. Not all them motherfuckers, not all experiences deserve the same attention. Regulating what intensity each problem has in your life is an art, and it really comes in handy when you're wondering what to do with a situation involving one of them bitches. Now, if you can stay calm enough to see the situation and relegate how much of your attention it deserves each time you have a situation, it's going to be much more fun for you to deal with. And each dealing with it will help you grow into the man with no fear of outcomes. You do know that the outcome is what most of you are afraid of. There's an entire generation who know there is a black history, but in their defense, the only real racism they've seen has been on TV. They see the racist police killing black people with no repercussions. What they don't realize is they're seeing authorities who enforce the laws doing it. What the hell do you think you would think if any white person who wanted to could kill you? Now, what if even when the other driver clearly ran the stop sign and plowed into you, there's no way you're gonna be right? You ain't going to be in the right. See, what I'm saying is we grew up through that bullshit. Young black people can't imagine what even I went through. Not to mention my parents and their parents, what they endured through the weak racism. You know, young people today believe they can fight some kind of legal way to combat the police, and that shit ain't gonna work. But at least they can think it'll work when we didn't even try to think it would work. Not until the 60s when shit hit the fan. When my dad used to tell me about the things he went through when he was young, it wasn't that I didn't believe him, but I sure never saw a man or a woman hanging from a tree. I believe long ago it happened, but I couldn't fathom it in reality. It's the same for the younger black people today. They line up to celebrate black history and different holidays, but they don't really know what the true history of any of them is. You know, I ain't mad at nobody, man, and I ain't trying to give you no fucking history lesson. I'm trying to get you to understand the importance of believing in something, the importance of having some kind of foundation, the importance of knowing where the fuck you come from. Today, I don't think you guys do any studying. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I'm talking about studying of our history. So it's up to me and other motherfuckers like me to at least tell our sons and daughters, our nieces and nephews, and any black youth that'll listen, all you know about our history. You know they're trying to phase out history completely. I can't wait to see black ass Omar Epps play JFK. When I was doing this series, I realized how hard it is for an actor to play the role of a real pimp. But if you want an actor to be mad or mean, he can play the shit out of that part. But for a motherfucker, that motherfucker, he cannot play a pimp because he think a pimp is just hateful. It's funny. They cannot fathom how a motherfucker really think, because they think we hate women. Anything concerning a real pimp, the actor interprets as a hateful act. If you say, bitch, bring me my motherfucking money. And you get that line to an actor, he's going to say, bitch, bring me my fucking money. He can't imagine the niggas and baby, bitch, bring my motherfucking money over here. In a motherfucking loving way. No. See, a lot of you muscles today who in the game don't really support what I'm saying when it comes to real game. You like the statement, but you don't care. You don't dare expose how little game you actually have by making any comments. You need to understand something about me. I am always, and I mean always, on my ADPs. And when I make a statement on the game, it ain't for likes. It's to see how many real motherfuckers or potential real motherfuckers are out there. Any fucking amount, I don't know, X amount of likes. Shit, there may be 10 or 20 real ones mixed in there with enough nuts in game about themselves to say something pertinent to the statement I made. And then you have them game goofy motherfuckers who will never understand shit responding with their nonsense. So what I'm saying is shit, goddammit. Let me see, maybe I got one or two more motherfuckers. No more questions. I'm just saying, you guys, you really need to get on my fucking Sidewalk University right now deal. And that's only till December 21st. And afterwards, everything is back to $1,500. But that $800, you got to pay for it now to get in January semester. But I'm telling you, it's worth every penny. And I mean, I hope I look comfortable, but I'm very comfortable doing what I'm doing. And the thing about what I'm doing is it's all about me. I'm a selfish bastard. I know I am. I'm a conceited fucking bastard. Let me see what y'all saying on StreamYard. Yeah, all this little shit. Well, where's Short Bud at? Join. Hey, you guys, you ain't really saying shit on here. Now you guys start to not even say nothing to each other. You used to be saying shit to each other, but you wouldn't say shit to me. Now you motherfuckers ain't even saying nothing to each other. Man, you guys, come on. Hey, I'm gone, man. Y'all be cool.